hit by Harvey's rains, though the flooding there is not expected to be anywhere near as bad as Texas. Same goes for Mississippi, where the storm is headed next.
We really aren't expecting anything in the way of really significant or catastrophic flooding.
Daniel Lamb at the National Weather Service office in Jackson says those downpours could begin today as some of Harvey's heavier rain bands reach Mississippi. We could also see some...
That's Randy Bell in Mississippi, and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, otherwise known as War. You hear my national radio show, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show, every day on USA Radio Network at 6 p.m. Eastern, as well as my national TV show, War Now, on Newsmax TV every day at 8 p.m. Eastern time. But I'm everywhere leading the conservative fight on Fox News, on hundreds of radio shows as a guest, writing books like Angry White Male, my newspaper columns, even on CNN. I'm a conservative warrior fighting for conservatism, capitalism, American exceptionalism, and Judeo-Christian values. And of course, I will always be the fiercest defender in the media for my great President Donald J. Trump. But it all starts at my website, rootforamerica.com. You'll find the hottest stories, news headlines, my passionate, in-your-face, take-no-prisoners conservative commentaries, and popular videos. The left will win this war over my cold, dead body. So every day, start your day with the news and opinions that matter to conservatives and patriots at my site, rootforamerica.com, or listen to my radio show at usaradio.com, or watch my TV show at newsmaxtv.com. Above all, be sure to root for America.
President Trump heading to Missouri today to push for sweeping tax reform, which is now at the top of his to-do list following the failure of the GOP health care bill. An Arizona federal judge saying she will not throw out former Sheriff Joe Arpaio's contempt conviction without hearing arguments from both sides. The judge, Susan Bolton, ordering Arpaio and the Justice Department to file briefs arguing why she should or should not vacate that conviction after President Trump pardoned Arpaio last week. The Los Angeles mayor is going after President Trump and his stand on immigration, as we hear from Jason Campidonia.
Mayor Eric Garcetti led mayors from around the country Tuesday in a day of action in support of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Garcetti is calling on Trump to keep DACA and for Congress to pass comprehensive immigration reform soon. He says there are tens of thousands of DACA recipients across the L.A. area, and they're expected to add over $450 billion to the local economy over the next decade.
This is USA Radio News.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
More now on hurricane/tropical storm Harvey and its impact on other parts of America. It seems the auto industry is feeling its effects now. Mark Mayfield explains.
Texas is the second largest automobile market in the country behind California, and as many as 500,000 vehicles have so far been destroyed. General Motors and Toyota haven't had to shut down production yet in Texas, but automakers say it will be weeks before dealerships know the full extent of the damage to new cars. The storm will have an impact on sales figures for the next few months.
And Harvey's impacting all of America in another way, as we hear from Bill Zimpfer.
Gas prices are rising along with the floodwaters as flooding from Hurricane Harvey shuts down nearly a quarter of U.S. oil refineries. The biggest U.S. refinery, located in Port Arthur, Texas, about 2 hours east of Houston, shut down because of flooding last night. Oil prices, however, are down.
The Pentagon says it's not ruling out airstrikes against a convoy of ISIS fighters that's been making its way across Syria. 600 fighters granted safe passage out of Lebanon and into eastern Syria by the Lebanese army, Hezbollah, and the Syrian army, those ISIS fighters traveling with their families. Washington had harsh words for this arrangement, and a colonel who speaks for the American-led coalition says ISIS is a global threat and the U.S. will monitor the convoy and possibly strike it if it needs to. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. The weather for Hunterdon County. It is currently 73 degrees. We can expect a mostly sunny day with a high near 77. Tonight will be mostly clear with a low around 59. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81. And Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 p.m. Friday will be sunny with a high near 69. For the weekend, Saturday, rain likely, mainly after 3 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. And on Sunday, rain likely, mainly before 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 78. Looks like it will be sunny on Labor Day. It is currently 12:07.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm going to be talking about the use of logic in mental health and why it is so important. Now, oftentimes, as a counselor, and I'm a licensed professional counselor, my master's in counseling, I find that people who come into my office are really struggling with deep-seated emotional issues. Sometimes these emotional issues go all the way back to some major wounds, even abuse from childhood. Sometimes it's about someone going through a loss and grieving process that is relatively new in their life. And sometimes it's about figuring out how to handle a relationship and even people who are struggling with addiction, getting into sobriety. But logic plays a role in all of this, because oftentimes what happens, not always, but often, is that our emotional life is on overdrive. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't feel, and that's not my purpose. My purpose is not teaching people how not to feel. My purpose is to give people coping skills on what to do with their feelings. And logic is a huge place to actually start with this. Now, we have this term psychology world called cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is mental discomfort that is experienced by a person who has one or more contradictory beliefs, ideas, or values. It's when you do something and have a completely different belief, such as, I don't know, I just shoplifted and I believe that stealing is bad. I don't believe in lying, but I just told a big one. I value people who are honest, and yet I am dishonest. So it is when we are confronted with issues that contradict each other. It creates cognitive dissonance. I am emotionally, mentally uncomfortable. And
And what ends up happening a lot of times is that people who are struggling with this may actually end up coming to some counseling. Because it's so uncomfortable. And one of the aspects of therapy is discovering what the cognitive dissonance is, or what they may be, are, and learning how to change behavior so that what is going on inside of me matches what's going on the outside of me. Okay? So in other words, I begin to reduce my mental and emotional stress by changing my behavior. And even by changing my belief systems, changing the way I think about something. So we look at the logic of it and the logic behind it. This is where cognitive behavioral therapy plays a huge role. Because cognitive behavioral therapy is about looking at our belief systems and either changing the belief, the cognitive, or changing the behavior. So if I believe it's really important to rescue animals, and I go and I buy pedigree dogs from a puppy mill, I may have cognitive dissonance. I feel really uncomfortable. And generally speaking, and this is why feelings are important, when I am feeling uncomfortable, and it can affect my self-esteem, it can affect shame, levels of shame that I may have about myself, it can affect my behavior so that I actually may be acting out because I'm so uncomfortable. Acting out in a way, I will say, that is self-soothing, most likely in a way that is not healthy. In other words, I'm not changing the behavior that's causing the cognitive dissonance. What I'm doing is I'm covering it off, oftentimes with something that might be addictive in nature, so that I am not focusing on what is uncomfortable. I'm numbing myself out so I don't have to think about it. The main role and goal of cognitive behavioral therapy is about changing patterns of thinking and behaving that are difficult in our lives, so that we then end up changing the way we feel. And this is really so important. I had the good fortune, I will say, to have taken classes in logic, classes in philosophy. This is my undergraduate degree. Actually, was in history and religion, but I didn't know what I was going to be when I grew up. But a lot of courses that included things like logic. I mean, I took specifically a logic course, which really helped think about how we think affects the consequences of how we feel. So we are living in a time where I am observing, as a therapist, a lot of cognitive dissonance. That we are saying things and doing things that have no logic to it because it's helping us feel better. We think that we are accomplishing something positive when we are doing something destructive. It's causing a lot of distress, adding fears, and it's not working. basically meaning that we are living our lives, some of us, not all of us, purely on emotion. That we have belief systems that include things like, I can't stand it, I can't tolerate it, I'm feeling insulted, I feel offended. We have microaggressions. What is a microaggression? I don't know. The door is painted white. You may not have realized that, but the very color of white is an insult to me. It's a microaggression. Or maybe I write a story, a cowboy story, and the good cowboy is wearing a white hat and the bad cowboy is wearing a black hat, which has been something that has been sort of a traditional white and black, good and evil kind of scenario. Someone can take offense to that. We've had, and I've heard stories, okay, and I'm sure some of you have heard these stories where we have removed a sports forecaster because his name was Robert Lee, Asian descent. Or we have had someone say the solar eclipse is racist. These are all cognitive dissonant issues. The only thing that offends me are things that I allow to offend me. So it doesn't matter what you say or do. It's based on my perception. It's based on my perception. And I'm giving you the power. See, this is where it's the cognitive dissonance. I'm giving you the power to insult me. And now I feel insulted and uncomfortable. Because I'm giving you the power. Because I think you are in charge of how I feel. And if you can hear that is not, there's no logic in that. You are never in control of how I feel. Now, there may be something that gets triggered, and now I might be feeling something because it's triggering a belief system that I have. It's triggering a belief system that I already have. If I don't have any kind of belief attached to the cowboy wearing, and I will say this, it could be, you know, the fact that I'm saying cowboy, okay, cowgirl, cowperson, okay, all of these things. The only reason it might hurt someone or insult someone is because it's triggering their belief. Their belief. The fact that California is talking about having a law that says if you use the wrong pronoun for a person of gender, you can possibly go to jail for using the wrong word because you might insult someone. Now, do I think that it's important that we don't harass or make fun of or bully or yeah, absolutely. Because that type of behavior is unacceptable. Now that's a belief system. But it goes with the golden rule about treating others the way you want to be treated. I don't want somebody to bully me. I'm not going to bully someone else. And someone who grows up being as a bully as a child, chances are they don't grow out of it unless they learn to do otherwise. So I'm going to take a short commercial break. And yes, actually, you did hear a commercial about counselor's chat. I might play it again at some point during my show, which is kind of exciting. So I will be back in a moment with counselor's chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Join the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and the Flemington Community Partnership for their Card Club networking event hosted by Northfield Bank on Thursday, September 28th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Northfield Bank's Flemington office right here on Main Street. For details and to RSVP, visit hunterdon-chamber.org or call 908-782-7115. See you there.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am talking about the importance of logic in good mental health. In that process, I'm also talking about cognitive behavioral health, and I'm talking about cognitive dissonance, when I believe one thing and I'm doing something else, or I value something else. So when we have cognitive distortions, they're faulty ways of thinking that convince us of the reality of something. Okay, so and these are the things that cause that dissonance. Okay. So overgeneralizing. Okay, when we overgeneralize, we may take something that is a single simple incident and turn a mountain out of a molehill. Okay. We have belief systems that things are terrible. And that's painful. It's awful. Overgeneralizing. So maybe like you went out on a job interview. You didn't do quite as well as you thought you might have, and you beat yourself up. Tell yourself, I'm never going to get that. It's just awful. It's terrible. Go on a date. Didn't work out. Okay? What's wrong with me? I must be too ugly. I'm too this. I'm overgeneralizing. I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. So changing the way I think about it, okay, doesn't mean that I won't have some feelings, okay? Like I'm saying, okay, I was on a date, first time we met, didn't really, you know, we didn't connect. That's okay. All right, so maybe I'm let down, okay? But there's a difference between being let down and beating myself up. There's a difference between saying, oh, there's something wrong with me, even saying there's something wrong with him or her, as the case may be, to just, you know what, it didn't work. I'm not going to be attracted to every person that I meet. That's logical. So you could see logic plays a huge role. Sometimes what we do is we filter things. Okay, and it's like putting on a pair of glasses, sunglasses. And we can then sometimes just see the negative in everything. There's no positive. Even when we're surrounded by an abundance of good things, all we do is we see the negative. And it's filtering. And I do this in my office. I say to someone, all right, it's like looking at the garbage can. That's all I do is I look at the garbage can, looking in the garbage can. I focus on the garbage. I don't take my head out of the garbage. Okay? So that's filtering. And then, of course, there's black and white thinking. It's that all or nothing. And when we think that way, we get stuck in an area where we see ourselves either as a total failure, or we're super competent. And it's a very uncomfortable place to be because chances are we tend to go towards that total failure. Unless we're struggling with narcissism, but seeing the world in black and white only, without any shades of gray, is not logical. Because there are always shades of gray. We sometimes jump to conclusions, which is similar to overgeneralizing. But we distort through faulty reasoning. We may be convinced that someone dislikes us, even with slightest proof. Jumping to conclusions, a lot of that is when I say, you know, taking offense. I don't know. I may have a client who's an atheist, and I have a cross on, and that client is now insulted. Well, they're jumping to conclusions based on something that's their belief system. See, there's a cognitive dissonance. They're uncomfortable with something that I'm doing because they're taking it personally. They're jumping to conclusions. I wore my cross specifically. And I may not even know what their spiritual beliefs are. There's no logic in that. And then what ends up happening is people can catastrophize. Do catastrophes happen? Absolutely. Look at what's going on in Texas. This is a true catastrophe. But sometimes even the slightest little incident becomes a catastrophe. It's awful. It's horrible. Make a small mistake, and it's just the worst thing that could have ever happened. It's going to ruin everything. So the reality is, when we look at something logically, yes, mistakes happen. Sometimes even big mistakes. But jumping to conclusions is just that. It's jumping. It's a leap that we're either magnifying or minimizing something and not learning anything positive. And so there's no logic into making things a catastrophe. Sometimes things are very uncomfortable. They can be. And it's important to say this was really uncomfortable. At the same time, it doesn't necessarily mean that it was a catastrophe. The other thing we do, it's not logical, but we do it all the time, is personalize. And this is what I was talking about. I'm taking offense. You did that specifically to because you knew it was going to get me upset. You wore that outfit because you knew I don't like the color green. You made that particular food because you knew that it would insult me. There's just so many things where I'm taking it personally. This whole thing about removing statues that have been there for 125 years, sometimes more. Statues have been there. It's not like we just had a regime change and we just got rid of the Confederacy and we want to tear down those statues. Okay. Now we're personalizing it as they were put there 125 years, 135 years ago specifically to annoy the person here in 2017. Now, do I have some understanding of why people want to remove some of those statues? I do. Maybe we put up some plaques describing why that statue is there, teach the history behind the statue, put the statue in a museum, okay? Go through proper channels. In other words, if you live in Community A and you have a statue, you go to your town council and you talk about removing it, and if the council agrees, you do it that way. You know, just don't go into someone else's town, okay? And this is because there's personalization going on. I'm not going to go into someone else's town and tear and change the street name because I feel like it. The street name insulted me. I'm personalizing it, okay? It's not logical. Sometimes we feel that we can control fallacies. This means that we are trying to control something that doesn't even exist. Or it can be that bad things happen are based on personalization. Okay, they're due to my own actions. Sometimes we have to recognize that things are beyond our control. Okay, so we had a guy who ended up getting fired from, I don't remember what university, who was tweeting that the reason for the hurricane in Texas was because so many people in Texas voted for Donald Trump. That's a fallacy. That has nothing to do with who voted for whom. So, when we have belief systems that are not logical, okay, that is if they are often fallacies. And the fallacy of fairness, everything has to be fair. And we are taught this so much as children. Play fair, right? Well, life is not fair. And when we want life to be fair, we end up feeling resentful and unhappy, put upon, offended. And then we get into the blame game. Because if you were fair, then if you were fair to me, then everything in my life would be okay. It's a cognitive distortion. Because only I am responsible for how I feel. And when I have a belief system in place and you are not participating in my belief system, you are then to blame for the fact that I am feeling a particular way. I'm not taking responsibility for my feelings. You made me. And we say that all the time. You made me. You made me angry. You made me hit you. You made me. The reality is that is cognitive distortion. Because the only one who is responsible for how I feel or how I behave is me. You cannot make me do anything unless I give myself permission to do it. If I'm offended by a piece of clothing that you are wearing, my ripping your clothing off has nothing to do with you. It has all to do with me. If I go into a restaurant that serves pork chops, if I go into a restaurant that serves peanuts, how dare they? Don't they know that I'm allergic? Well, there's personalizing. That's the fallacy of fairness. I'm blaming. I'm going down the road of shoulds. They should know. It's a catastrophe. I'm thinking, my thinking is skewed. I'm basing it on emotional reasoning. Because I feel it, therefore it must be true. I am not using my logic. Because we may have a distorted way of thinking about something, it's going to then definitely affect how we feel. If I happen to feel unattractive in a particular situation or a particular moment, doesn't mean that I'm necessarily unattractive all the time. Because I may not be good at something, and I'm unhappy with the result of something that I've done, doesn't mean that I am an abject failure. If my life is filled with shoulds and musts, I need to recognize that and change that, because they are rules. They are rules, should, okay, everything where there's a should is actually a rule. And when we break rules, we are upset. And when we break our own rules, we feel guilty. And if we're shame-based, we feel shame. And we have a lot of rules around what other people should do. And how other people should behave. And we're busy looking at other people. I'm busy looking at what my partner is doing. I keep looking at my partner and saying, in my house, okay, my husband doesn't really go through his paperwork very much. And for me, he should. He should go through his paperwork. He should eliminate the piles because I don't like it. Therefore, it's his fault that I'm uncomfortable. But when I actually generally, when I do look at the whole kitchen, because we have a desk in the kitchen and his piles of papers are piled on the desk, and we have an island in the kitchen, well, you know who's got their papers piled on the island in the kitchen? Yeah, me. So he's not making me anything. I participate, and I need to keep my area clean. I hope you're following that. Okay. Sometimes what happens is we think that other people have to change. And when you change, I'll feel happy. I'm giving you the power of my happiness. And that is not logical. You cannot make me happy. Just like you can't make me angry. You can't make me sad. You can't make me afraid. My happiness does not depend on other people. My happiness does not depend on other people. And if I think that the only way I'm going to be happy is for you to change, I'm sorely mistaken. If I'm not having a good day, and you bring home a bouquet of flowers to cheer me up, I might say, oh, thank you. That's really, really beautiful. Thanks. Hasn't really cheered me up. They're not going to really make me all that happy. Because I'm already in a place, in a mood. We believe we can cheer other people up. And the thing is if I know that one of the things that might cheer you up is buying you flowers because you love flowers, I might do that. Again, it's about my triggering something already within you. It's not that I've done anything. So often we get into relationships where we believe we can change the other person. This is a fallacy. I married my first husband thinking if I loved him enough, he'd stop drinking. Hence, first husband. Meaning I've got another husband, I've got somebody else. I couldn't change him. I didn't know that when I was so much younger in my 20s. But it's the truth. So I'm going to take another little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, a licensed professional counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington. If you're interested in finding out more about what I do as a counselor, you can go on my website at www.altarollcounselor.net. That's Altaroll with two L's, counselor, O-R.net. I do not keep a waiting list and am open for taking new clients. I do all kinds of things, as you may glean from hearing what I'm talking about, not just today, but if you've listened to to Counselor's Chat in the past, but areas of depression and anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorders, addiction issues, family and couples counseling, just to name a few things. Please follow Counselor's Chat on Facebook. You could look me up under Counselor's Chat. If you want to see about listening to a previous show, go scroll down Counselor's Chat on Facebook and you can see particular show titles and then go on to the Hunterdon Chamber and match up the coordinating dates and you probably would get that show. So today I'm talking about the importance of logic and good mental health, mentioning that when we do not use logic, oftentimes we end up with cognitive dissonance. I'm feeling emotionally uncomfortable. My behaviors, my belief systems, my values are not matching. Okay. And part of that might be due to things like filtering or having black and white thinking, overgeneralizing and jumping to conclusions, making things into catastrophes, personalizing, believing that I can control things and believing I can control people, and blaming people for how I feel. You make me so angry because you should. All of these things, okay? And I may have some emotional reasoning because I feel it, it is. Okay, because I'm really scared that there's something under my bed. There must be something under my bed. Now, we know that that's not logical. It's better to look. Gee, there's nothing but a few dust bunnies, okay? Sometimes what we do is we either mislabel or we global label. And there's a little bit of black and white, okay? So all Muslims are bad people. That's global labeling. And that is mislabeling. That is mislabeling. Most Muslims are good people. Okay, so when we paint somebody or some group with a broad brush, all bulldogs are awful, mean dogs. Well, you know what? I see a lot of things on Facebook where bulldogs seem to be really sweet. It's what we train them to do. And so it becomes mislabeling. We generally exaggerate or we use our emotional reasoning to mislabel. And then we have that need to always be right. And that's about perfectionism. It's a perfectionism issue. So I have to always be right. It's not okay to make a mistake. And the reality is there's no such thing as somebody always right. No such thing. So there are things that we can do. There's some techniques that we can do to unravel our misinterpretations, our cognitive dissonance, and begin to get to that point where we are feeling that what I believe, what I think, what I value matches my behavior. Okay, it matches. So I need to gather data about myself. One of the good ways to do that is through journaling. Another good way is going to a therapist like myself and talking things through. Okay, so example, I had a client yesterday talking about his fiance and all the things about his fiance, how she doesn't keep promises and is always changing her mind, and ended up talking about how he's made promises to himself that he doesn't keep. And so there is sort of that gathering of data about self that can happen through therapy. And it's going, oh, I see. I'm too busy focusing on what you're doing. I'm not focusing on me, and I got to start focusing on me a little bit more and look at my own patterns. It's important to unravel the distortions. So in other words, one of the things that happens with the help of a therapist is to unravel them, become aware of them, how they're playing a role, identifying them and challenging them. Sometimes they're automatic thoughts and we don't even recognize them. And I will say this, it's like I have an instant reaction. And people say, I have an instant reaction, and that's the way I am. Well, no, it's just that you're so deeply involved in the habit of reacting this way that it appears to be automatic and instant, giving you the perception that it is part of who you are. It's a learned behavior. So that when I begin to slow down the process and I begin to say, you know what, I'm beginning to feel frustrated, and before I get to the point of explosion, I'm going to take a step back, give myself a timeout. Okay. And again, it's that self-awareness. Also, what may have to happen is we have to restructure how we think about something. Okay, so if I'm thinking about something in a particular way where it's causing rage, depression, anxiety, I have to change my belief system. If I'm catastrophizing and awfulizing and doing all of those shoulds and I can't stand it and black and white thinking, I need to recognize that I'm doing it and I need to actually restructure the way I am thinking because it is harmful. Sometimes we have this thing, it's called exposure and response prevention. Oftentimes people with compulsive disorders, this can be really a useful technique. So if I feel like I need to wash my hands 20 times, I have to learn how to wash my hands once and be with feeling uncomfortable until eventually the feeling of being uncomfortable dissipates. I'm really afraid of spiders. I start looking at pictures of spiders. I see a spider outside my window. I go in my garden. I look at spiders. Actually, they're not that scary. They might be kind of ugly. But what I'm doing is I'm exposing myself to the very thing that's causing the discomfort. And I begin to have a different response. It's also called habituation, like getting into a cold swimming pool. The temperature of the pool doesn't change. I adapt to the change. I expose myself to the cold water, okay, and eventually my response to it just diminishes. Sometimes what can happen, I might have a nightmare, okay, and what I want to do is do some journaling and add some things into ways I can take care of myself. I can do the same thing with imagery work so that I can get into the thing that, you know, I can imagine how scary it is, and then I can come to my own rescue. Teach myself to think differently about it. Say, oh, okay, I'm noticing the way out. I could take that. Oh, yeah, look, there's exit signs. I'm going to create exit signs. Okay. The other thing that I can do is I can play the scenario out to the end and give it several different endings. Oh, my gosh, I can't get on an airplane. It's going to crash, most definitely. Well, let me really play that through to the end. What if it doesn't crash? Or what might be the worst case scenario? And let me see how I can come up with ways to help myself out of the situation. We have progressive muscle relaxation and relaxed breathing, where we can practice mindfulness. There's a lot of things that we can find on YouTube and other ways of relaxation. There are several different things that I use. Practicing mindfulness can be really useful. Mindfulness, I'm using my five senses to be in the present moment and calm my brain down. So there are many ways to confront thinking that's not working for us and begin to think more logically. When we think and behave more logically, our lives become less chaotic, more peaceful. So I'm going to end with a counselor's chat, and I just want to say sending out thoughts and prayers to the people that are struggling under Harvey out in Texas, Louisiana, now even in Mississippi. And please go to either the redcross.org or salvationarmy.org and consider giving a donation to help out, because they need all the help that we can get and we can give them. So this is the Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back next week. Have a good week.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Houston and the surrounding area is still underwater and will be perhaps for weeks, but the tropical storm named Harvey is at least moving on now. Here's more from Bill Zimfer.
Harvey made landfall near the coastal town of Cameron, Louisiana. The storm expected to weaken as it moves across the state of Louisiana and into Arkansas eventually. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner warned that while the threat of torrential rains have subsided in Houston, It doesn't mean an end to their problem.
The administrator of FEMA, Brock Long, saying at a morning news conference that as the storm shifts to the east, so will the federal resources.
We will be able to stay in front of this.
But they'll at the same time have to stay behind to help the people in Texas, where about 30,000 are in more than 230 shelters in the southeastern part of that state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get incredible deals on the latest flooring trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Floor.